Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
As we get ready to fire up the show hotline for the first time today, Mary and I appreciate you being aboard with us as we broadcast across the USA. Today's B Block and the Chief Travel Leader Conversation is sponsored by Seabourn.
If you're looking to experience a trip of a lifetime this year, come travel with Robert and me this August in Alaska aboard the Seabourn Quest. Space is limited. We're told it's almost sold out, but you can still make your 2025 travels as unique as ever and join us in America's 49th state for what I promise you is going to be a fun and adventurous trip.
Yeah, you can choose either the 14-day option that leaves from Vancouver, Canada on August 8th or the 7-day option leaving from Juneau, Alaska on August 15th. As I mentioned last segment to begin the show, get all the information to book your travels and the special offer that's currently available on our show website, rmworldtravel.com. Click at the link at the top of our homepage. It says, join us, book here, 2025 Seabourn Alaska Cruise, and come travel in Alaska this August with Mary and me.
All right, as Robert mentioned at the rejoin, we are now headed to our show hotline. The CEO of Signature Travel Network, Alex Sharp, is holding and ready to join us. Let's get right into today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation.
Alex, glad we've been able to reconnect today on air for this Chief Travel Leader Conversation. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Thanks for having me again. I love doing this.
Well, we always enjoy having you on here for sure. So, all right, we'll start this way. You know, going back to mid-February and then starting just 3 weeks ago, over 35 days or so, Mary and I have spent 18 of them in the Caribbean. We delivered another successful big Let's Go America tour. This time it was a Caribbean cruise with our show partner, Seabourn. It also featured a live remote broadcast of the show from Grenada back on the 15th. You know, whether, you know, it was our travel around 15 or so different islands, various airports we've been to, different hotels, cruise ports, we've experienced bustling locations with many travelers. There's no let up in people going to that part of the world. We saw that firsthand. The U.S. and British Virgin Islands, they rank pretty high with us, Alex. Do you have a favorite Caribbean destination that you enjoy with your family or that maybe Signature Travel Network does a lot of business with?
Sure. Well, I have answers to both and all of that. There are so many great Caribbean islands. You know, I think from a volume perspective, you know, Dominican Republic and certainly Turks and Caicos pull an inordinate share of our focus, with Turks and Caicos being a little bit more upscale and having some, you know, lots of luxury hotels, and Dominican Republic having a lot of all-inclusive. But when I think about it, I love St. Barth's. I love going to St. Martin as well. And then when you get a little deeper in the Caribbean, you know, there are Dominica. There are some real gems that are, you know, not everyone's been to, you know, that I've been to either on a cruise ship stop years ago or I've had the chance to fly in, that are just a little more rustic, a little more out of the way, a little more secluded, and those are always fun as well. Anguilla's right up there, too.
Yeah, that's a great island. It's funny you mentioned Dominica. That was our ship captain's, one of his favorite islands.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I enjoyed that.
So, Alex, I believe this is your fifth appearance on the program with us dating back to 2020, and certainly people listening who work in the travel industry know of Signature Travel Network and the various operations and areas of focus. But for listeners out there hearing today's show where Signature is an unknown, before we get into some other things we want to talk about with you today, give everyone a basic overview of the company's strengths and areas of focus.
Sure. So we're a cooperative of travel agencies. So my bosses, our shareholders, are owners of travel agencies. We have about 290 travel agencies, about 600 locations, 15,000 travel advisors, and we get the chance to serve them all, which is great. And that's the reason people don't know us. We're white labeled. It's all about our members, their agencies, and the expertise of those individual travel advisors. Our focus, you know, we sell more luxury cruise than anyone in the world, but it's not all we sell. We sell all kinds of cruise, all kinds of land, luxury hotels, you name it. You know, I think by and large, always the biggest area would be Europe. Yeah. Europe for us, whether it be land or cruise, is always leads the way when you look at it in aggregate. But we sell the world, and you know that's the real blessing of working in this business is we get a chance to experience it, to learn about it, to bring back those memories, and make sure we're carrying them on to our customers and inspiring them to travel to these places and do it the right way.
Sell the world.
Yeah,
I love
no
it.
Question about that. Yeah. So we're going to go a little more from a business standpoint, since this is the Chief Travel Leader conversation part of the program, and we love doing these a couple times a month. So, I know you know a bit about my background, Alex, and I left my executive role at Disney ABC back in 1999. I started our parent company. Mary and I, we have grown it into one of the top radio syndication firms in the nation for a period, and at one point I think we had 16 different shows that we were syndicating. So the travel show that we do, we created this back in 2004, had a different host. Rudy replaced that person in 2009, and then he urged Mary and me to take on the hosting duties back in 2014. Since we moved behind the mics, the show has seen massive growth. I think we've gone from about 140 to now over 600 stations, and from about 180,000 listeners to well over 1.2 million. So, and the sponsorship support's been nice. So I bring that up because I totally appreciate your background. You came to Signature Network over 14 years ago from the cruise sector of travel. You saw an opportunity to take the company to new levels of success, and that's saying a lot since the firm dates back to the mid-50s. Talk about what drew you to the company, the ambitions you had for Signature, and really how you've gone about creating sustained success all these years.
Oh, wow, that's a loaded question. I've really enjoyed it. And so Signature was a customer of mine when I was at Regent Seven Seas Cruises. They were one of our best customers, and I got to know them. And I loved the entrepreneurial spirit. I tell our owners all the time, I love that they have their own businesses, and they've got to scratch and claw and figure it out, and we get to be a part of that. I also love the fact that I get a paycheck every 2 months or every 2 weeks. Sometimes it feels like every 2 months. And so I get that entrepreneurial spirit by working so closely with them and thinking about their businesses and how they grow them and how they're going to change them over time. But I get to do it, from the Signature side. And so, the motivation was that, frankly. What keeps me there is I love serving our members. I love serving our team and our partners. And, having come from the partner side, I think it gives me a little more credibility with the partners. They know that I understand what they're up against, what their needs are, and it's about how do we serve them? How do we make sure that the collection of our 15,000 travel advisors selling a million customers a year for leisure trips, how they are making sure that we're filling ships, filling hotels, getting to destinations, getting the right customers to the right places, mm-hmm. which is so important.
So I'm going to switch gears again completely here. And since we are talking travel,
we're going all over the place.
I want to address the airlines.
Keeping me on my toes.
Yeah, there we go. And you're on the fly. You can do it. You're great. So since the world of travel reopened post-pandemic, we've seen an extended period referred to as revenge travel. Then it was kind of bucket list. A lot of travelers want to immerse more and stay in a destination even longer these days. Business travel is finally getting back to levels the industry needed to see. But we are seeing bookings for airlines and other types of travel drop a little bit. Flights are expensive right now. We're hearing this a lot from our show fans that travel's expensive. Do you see any corrections coming in different sectors of travel, or are you expecting a robust summer? It's a little early to predict fall, but let's focus on the next 3 to 5 months.
Yeah, I think,
When I look at, cruise business generally books the furthest out, right? And it's a great barometer for how business is going to be for the summer. River cruise business books even earlier than ocean cruise business in most cases. River cruises are in the high 70s to low 90s in terms of occupancy for the summers right now, actually even into the fall. So the indications are very good that business will be good. Now, is future business, is that going to slow down? Will 26, business slow down a little bit? Some of those people are booking now and through this year, in anticipation for 26. Maybe, but we started this year in January in the best book position. And I say we, the travel industry, started in the best book position it's ever been in. So a few weeks of a little bit slower air transactions and things like that don't scare me a lot. I don't see a big correction for summer. We'll see if it extends, if things are a little slower for another few weeks. Maybe fall will be a little lighter than we anticipate. But right now, 2025 is in such a great booked position. I don't anticipate we'll see a big change in pricing or anything at this point.
Okay. Yeah, I would agree with you. I mean, and the cruise factor, we agree with that. I mean, certainly, since we've just come off of a cruise and we've spent some time with the management at Seabourn, I know what they're seeing. I know some of the other companies. We've been having conversations with some other folks in cruise, and you are right. From the river cruise side, right now, Europe looks really strong. Their big challenge, ultimately, are the rivers and the water issues that could impact things. But from a booking standpoint, it looks really positive. And even some of the folks we talked to in the hotel sector right now, their resort side, they're doing fine. So, Alex, I'm looking at the clock. We're going to come up on a hard break, and since we have a few more things that we want to discuss with you, we're going to ask you to hold with us. We'll keep you for the C block that's coming up, so please stand by for that, and we will continue when we return. So can you just give us a few more minutes?
Sure.
All right, well, thank you.
Look forward to it.
Okay, appreciate that. All right, so, well, folks, listen, as we hit this bottom of the hour break, our chief travel leader conversation with Alex Sharp continues. You've heard us say this, but he is the CEO of Signature Travel Network, the Destination Spotlight, National Communal Forum, Personal Connection, Right Stuff, listener emails, and a lot more are all still ahead. We'll be right back. 80% of the show is still to come.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com. To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for tuning in around the country on this March 29th. Today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation continues for the C Block, and we're sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations.
And here's another way to go enjoy yourself and travel. As part of the growing Hilton portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences. You're going to find over 200 resorts all over the world, including Park City in Utah, where we're heading soon for another big Let's Go America tour and live remote. They provide spacious upscale accommodations with home-like features and resorts style amenities.
Yeah, they certainly do. Folks, wherever travel takes you, find more information and specials at HiltonGrandVacations.com or RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors. All right, now we're going to get back to the show hotline. We've got Signature Travel Network CEO Alex Sharp waiting. So, Mary, you want to take it?
Yeah, Alex, thanks for sticking with us. As we continue with today's Chief Travel Leader conversation, we all hear about companies wanting to move to digital technologies, but the facts are traditional media is still very relevant. TV, radio, print publications all still remain popular. Our friends at Preferred Travel Group have a magazine. It's well done. A competitor of yours, Internova, is printing the upscale travel magazine, Ultre. Signature Network has three online travel publications, the Travel Magazine Online, Ultimate Experiences, and Ready to Roam. Talk with us about the investment you've made in these offerings and the impact that they're having for you and how you kind of differentiate them from others out there.
Yeah, you know, I think marketing, and I love marketing. I wouldn't say that I'm a great marketer myself. We have some wonderful people. But as the consumer, I know that I consume marketing in a number of different ways, right? We're getting it through social media. We're getting it online. We're getting it still in print, radio, what you guys do, everything. And so it's really about being out there in a multitude of medias. And so our online publications, we also have print publications and sending hundreds of thousands of magazines out every month. I think they're critical because how different consumers consume, you know, that information, we need to reach them where they are, right? And so The digital stuff to me is probably the most exciting because it allows us to embed video, to add information, to alter it as there are updates, and it keeps it live and fresh. And so we really expanded that during COVID because, gosh, no one knew what the heck to promote and how long and when it would be available and If they were promoting the right thing. So We did more digital. We've gotten such a wonderful response from it because it is so immersive and, you know, with so much video and other content that we can link in there. So it's something that we're really proud of, and I think it's inspiring people to travel and ask questions and learn about destinations and then come back to their travel advisor and book.
All right, 180 we're going to go again because we really are going to continue to push this with Alex. We're going to continue to find the weak spot here. But in this case, this is something pretty important. So Earlier this week, I saw something you posted on LinkedIn. I found it very moving. And I want to give you an opportunity to talk about it here, Alex, since we are blessed with such a large national audience. In addition to your role with Signature Travel Network, you've taken on another role as co-board chairman with the Tyler Robinson Foundation. Now, what caught my attention is this is a foundation that involves travel, but it also involves music, and it's combating cancer. So You have a major gala coming later this year. Talk about Tyler, your role, and what's ahead.
Sure. So Tyler's a young man who we lost way too early. He was 17. His parents own one of our travel agencies, and they had just joined Signature, and this is going back 12 years. And I went to visit him early on in our relationship, and I was saying, hey, I haven't seen you. I want you to dig in more. And they said, well, gosh, we've had this tragedy in our house, and our son passed away. So, of course, I dug in, and as we got to know each other, we got to learn the story. Tyler's, like many teenage kids, loves music, and he loved an upstart band back then. And there was a line in the song that was, the path to heaven is lined in miles of clouded hell. And when you're going through cancer treatments as a 15, 16-year-old and then a 17-year-old, that's a meaningful thing. That band is now Grammy Award-winning Imagine Dragons.
And no so, way. Oh, wow.
You know, it's a lot of fun. Those guys are intimately involved in the organization. We've helped thousands of families. We fund families that have a kid with cancer. So we give them a financial planner. We give them a grant. We help them financially so that they can focus on what's most important, and that's the health and the time with their children. And so we do an event every year in Las Vegas, which is where the band is. They, at the end of it, they do an acoustic concert, and we raise a couple of $1 million, which helps so many families, and it's just a feel-good thing. But I will add this. These are travel people, but travel people help travel people. So now this gala is all about all of our supplier partners and our other travel agencies and our friends in travel are all there. And we've just kind of taken over the whole thing. And it feels good. It's a lot.
Well, and I want to give folks, the website is just trf.org, trf.org. Again, Tyler Robinson Foundation. So appreciate that. Alex, we only have a minute left, so it's going to be a really quick question for you. You know, give us one or two things you expect we'll all be talking about specific to the world of travel in the months ahead.
Yeah, I think, I know people are a little hesitant right now, and they're wondering if things are going to slow down and when things are going to slow down, but I really think this world has gotten so much more resilient. Travel has become such an integral part of our lives. I think we're going to be talking about more travel and more travel and more travel. I really do. I'm looking forward to a great finish to 2025 and into 2026. And, you know, I think capacity is going to be an issue, right? Booking early, getting people excited about it and inspiring them.
Well, we all know, again, travel, it's a uniter for all of us, and that's a good 100%. Thing. So, Alex, listen, always time well spent connecting with you. Thank you for the extended time today. We really appreciate that. Enjoy the weekend, okay?
You too. Take care. Thank you so much.
Be well. Take care. Thank you, Alex.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, there goes Alex Sharp. Good conversation.
Whole show with Alex.
Really is.
I always love talking to him.
Always appreciate his candor.
Yep.
And again, that organization.
And knowledge,
He did not know I was even going to bring that up, but trf.org. Yeah. It really was very moving.
All right, well, we're headed into another sponsor's break. Today's Destination Spotlight is coming up in 10 minutes. It's going to focus on California. But next, Rudy's going to delve into jet lag and red-eye flights and more. The show returns in 3 minutes.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.